Happy Dappy Saturday to you. This is Power Hour number 270. So if you're new, welcome. We're going to talk about air traffic control stuff, communications, radio communications mostly today. That's our goal. It's nice here, nice weather today. It's 78 degrees outside. It's going to be 70 tonight. That's fine. It's our good time of the year. For those people who think Florida is always hot and humid, you came here in the summertime. So that's that. Okay, here we go. Just get things set up here quickly. So let me put the new share on. I'll give you the format of the show so everybody knows what we're going to do here. There's a presentation and there's a PDF of that presentation. It's going to be in the chat. So everything we're going to do in terms of what I say about anything is going to be located in the chat. Okay. So that's where it's going to be, including Wings Credit. You cannot get Wings Credit by sending me an email in the chat or your name. Or you can't, we won't do it. You have to do it from the email because we have too many to do. And then we upload all that. It's like a spreadsheet to FAA and it just gets done. And it doesn't take any length of time that way, or it takes less time to set up. So we start now, and then we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break at about halfway through the show. So about at the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour. Then I've got some things to tell you that we're doing. We're releasing something new, which I'll tell you about, and some of the things that we're doing. And then a new kind of way to help you be more prepared for your CFI or whatever rating you're working on. We have something there as well. So I'll tell you about that. That will just take 5 minutes. It won't take more than that. And there'll be opt-ins, like email things for that if you're interested in those things. And then after that, it'll be about 35 minutes past the hour. We'll finish the rest of the show. And then Wings Credit will appear somewhere around 5 minutes to the hour, around that general area. Or at the very top, it'll be somewhere in there. You'll be looking for it, and then you'll complete that, and then we'll get you your Wings credit right in a day or two, and then we'll close out the show at the top of the hour, and then what'll happen then is we have a class CFI class going on, so I'm going to put our CFI class into a breakout room, and then I'll join that class at some point. I will go through the chats, and I'll go through that, and I'll go to, and then at some point I'll open up the room. And in the we call it the after show party, right? If we're after show. So that means we'll keep the room open for as long as you want. We've had it open till 4:30, 5 o'clock. You know, people have still been in talking about things. And you never know who you encounter in there. We've had people from really high level people from FAA have been in there for just random chance. We've had people for the press a previous president of ALPA, Airline Pilots Association. That many, many people in there. And so sometimes, you know, for some expertise, great, right? Why not talk about it? And there's no real topic that we can't talk about. It's not just as long as it's related to aviation. So it's like a gathering place. And we have a lot of people. So why not, right? Okay. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. So this is a spot, you know, people struggle with. A lot of people struggle. And so let's move on and get this thing going here. So this is going to be what's on today. So we're going to do the power hour. It's going to be the first hour. We'll have Wings credit for that. The second hour will be a moderated open mic, although it'll be less than an hour because I've got to rejoin the CFI class. But I'll go through the chats and then I'll pick someone to be the moderator if we need one. And then open mic, it'll be open mic today. So I'll open up all the microphones and then you can talk. So you can ask questions, you can anything. With that is okay. Talk about something happening, anything. Okay, so what we're going to talk today about is radio communications, and people have struggled with this, and a lot of it is just a little fear, intimidation, because this is like a, it's not a new language, but it's certainly a new, it's certainly a lot of different vocabulary, right? So, and then you know, not wanting to make a mistake gets creeps in there. And the controller maybe being a little snippy sometimes. Then you put all that together, and then you end up with people who are intimidated to use the radio, and they struggle with it, and they don't want to really use it initially. They're really reluctant at first. So we're going to give you some strategies to help learn this stuff. I'll give you some tools that are available to you that can help with that. And also for you instructors, same thing. There are some resources. They're embedded in the presentation. And if you click them, they'll take you to the appropriate websites for all of that. So I think I have plenty of material in here. And then at the end of it, so the beginning structure will be, let's get over the fear of this radio communications and let's give you some solid ground footing to stand on to say this is where the core material is, right? Not just made up. I'm trying to memorize something from someone who's telling me something. It's going to be where the documents are, right? And then outside of that, we're going to go through a work an example. So we'll go through an example, and we'll use a something the Air Safety Institute at AOPA had developed for that. So we'll do that. And then when that's all done, we're going to talk a little bit about CRM, a little bit about it, because we need to just a little bit. And then we're going to from that, after we've done the CRM and done that, then we're going to close out with like how to get what you want from ATC. Like, because there are some just a few things to know about. And if you know these couple things, you're more likely to get what you need from ATC than not. And there, some of them are obvious, but not too many people. They seem to be not obvious. So I'll point that out. I worked a lot with air traffic controllers when I was over at NASA Ames. So I know a lot of them, and I kind of know how they work, both the center and TRACON people, tower controllers. So that's a little bit of, I can give a bit of insight into that, right, in terms of, because their goals and values are different than ours, right? My goal is to be number one for absolutely everything, right? That's my goal. Their goal is not. Their goal is to have perfect separation, perfect flow, handoffs to the who they're handing off to, you know, in the, as close as it as perfect as they can get it. And then I'm in that mess is what I say, right? So, but I don't want to be in that mess. I want to be number one. That's what I used to tell my first officers and said, you get to use the radio today. I want to be number one for everything. That's our goal. As long as it's safe to do so, right? All right. But that hands a little intimidation, right? Okay. So then let's start.
Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.